This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The White House this morning announced that National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice will testify in public under oath before the commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks. Previously, the Bush administration insisted Rice would not testify because of executive privilege. NPR's Pam Fessler joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What is the White House saying now regarding Rice's testimony?
Well, the White House says that they will allow the National Security Advisor to testify before the commission in public under oath, as you say, but they had one condition, and that was that the commission say in writing to the White House that this appearance does not set any precedent for future requests to get testimony from National Security Advisors. As you know, the White House was making the argument that because of separation of powers, that an advisor to the president should not be forced to testify. The White House also, in its letter to the commission, said that the president and the vice president will also now be willing to appear before a joint session of the entire commission. Earlier, as you might recall, they were only going to talk with just representatives of the commission, presumably the chairman and the vice chairman. And the session will actually also be in private and not under oath.
So they're saying this is a special occasion, extraordinary circumstance, don't expect it to ever happen again.
Pretty much, yes.
Any response from the commission?
Yeah, the commission has just issued a statement saying that they welcome the decision not only to allow Condoleezza Rice to testify publicly before the commission, but also to allow the entire commission to question the president and the vice president. In the statement, the commission said that they do agree that this will not be precedent setting. There was another request actually from the White House counsel that if Condoleezza Rice does testify, that the panel will not ask to get testimony from any other White House advisors.
Why did the White House change its mind?
Well, as you know, the White House was under considerable pressure over the past week after the testimony from former White House counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark, who was very critical of the White House's handling of counterterrorism issues prior to 9/11, but also how it responded afterwards. Condoleezza Rice, in fact, responded repeatedly to those criticisms over the past week, but only in the media. She appeared on television and radio shows. She also wrote articles for the papers. This past weekend, several Republicans were becoming increasingly critical of the White House for standing by its insistence that she not testify publicly.
And Rice's testimony is specifically important because?
Because of all these questions about exactly what the White House did prior to 9/11. The whole purpose of the commission is to find out what went wrong and to figure out how to correct it. There are differences over how seriously the White House took this, what steps they put in place, and what things were effective. Last week's testimony focused primarily on what happened before 9/11, but the commission's also looking at what happened in the weeks afterwards, and I'm sure that they will talk to Ms. Rice about that as well.
Now, are they interested in her role specifically in this, or only in terms of Clark's testimony and where the two contradict one another?
I think it will be mostly where they contradict each other, but also she has a unique view of what went on inside the White House, what decisions were made in the Situation Room on the actual day of the attacks, what decisions were made in the days afterwards about how the United States would respond. Clark has alleged that the White House was very focused on seeing if there was a link with Iraq to these attacks, and I'm sure that the commission will ask Dr. Rice whether or not that was the case.
NPR's Pam Fessler.